The economic crisis is also adding to Detroit's woes. There's now speculation the big three U.S. automakers might not have enough money to make it through the downturn. Over the weekend, it was revealed that GM's even been talking to one of its rivals about merging. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio has more.
News of the GM-Chrysler merger talks first broke in the New York Times late Friday night. Then there were reports that GM also approached Ford about a merger, but Ford wasn't interested. The talks underscore just how dire the situation has become in Detroit. The carmakers are quickly burning through cash, and as they look for ways to survive, it seems everything's on the table. But analysts were quick to criticize the merger idea. Eric Merkel is an industry consultant for the firm Crowe Horwath. He says it's easy to plot out a merger on paper and see cost savings.
But in the real world, implementing those synergistic strategies are very difficult, and it takes a long period of time. General Motors doesn't have that kind of time.
What is clear is that something has to be done. Some analysts estimate that GM could be effectively broke by this time next year. But David Cole of the Center for Automotive Research says the trouble in the industry right now also brings a lot of opportunity.
A crisis is a painful period, but a crisis is also a period where you can do big things.
And Cole says he expects big things from this industry. That might not mean a merger, but he says there could be some other structural transformation. Any of the companies could spin off their engine and transmission operations, or an outsider with deep pockets could come in and buy one of the companies. But as with most transformations, workers could feel the most pain. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
And just this morning, General Motors announced that because of falling SUV sales, it will close its plant in Janesville, Wisconsin this December. That's more than a year earlier than originally planned. 1,200 people work at the plant.